Ruth and Rex Irwin didn't have much money to go on. They did have two of the loveliest children under the sun. Every spare penny was spent on the kids. Not that they were spoilt, they weren't. Rex and Ruth didn't have enough money to spoil their kids. It was Guy Fawkes Day. Almost every family in the world, unless you didn't live in England, had fireworks of some kind or other. How exciting! Ruth and Rex Irwin and their two kids didn't have any fireworks. It's not that they disagreed with celebrating Guy Fawkes with a bang. It's simply that they couldn't really afford it. The Livingston Millers and their two kids had lots of fireworks. They were set to show the neighbourhood just how rich they were. The evening of Guy Fawkes came. The Livingston Millers began their display. It was nothing to write home about. The best fireworks were the arguments. Mrs. Livingston Miller argued with Mr. Livingston Miller, and the two kids argued, and Mrs. Livingston Miller argued with her son, and Mr. Livingston Miller argued with his daughter, and they lit everything and forgot to look, so busy were they hating each other. Meanwhile, the Irwin family had their dinner, and then Mr. Rex Irwin pulled out from his pocket a penny farthing. For those who don't know, a penny farthing is not just a bicycle. He obviously didn't pull a bicycle out of his pocket, silly. A penny farthing, when it comes to firecrackers, is the tiniest little cracker imaginable. Or is it, in fact, called a Tom Thumb? When it is lit, it does more of a in a bang. I found it on the street, said Rex. The Irwins went out onto their veranda. They lit it. It went pop. The Irwins laughed and laughed and laughed. It was the most fun Guy Fawkes celebration in the whole world. It was one that Ruth and Rex Irwin's kids remembered their whole lives.